Hi, I'm Tedra Meyer, Vermont Edition producer, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Connor Cyrus. Vermont's November election is attracting attention nationwide due to the retirement of longtime Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy and a scramble to fill his seat. Vermont Edition has been interviewing Democratic and Republican candidates vying for this seat. You can find all of our coverage on our website at vpr.org. Right now, we're going to talk with Republican candidate who's recently entered the race, Gerald Malloy. He's a West Point graduate who lives in Perkinsville, and after more than two decades in the U.S. Army, his career brought him to emergency management roles for New England, as well as the private sector and business management. It's the 60-year-old's first bid for elected office. Gerald Malloy, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much, Connor, and thank you to you and VPR for inviting me. I did want to tell you, actually, I listen to VPR, and I enjoy very much the exploring music with Bill McLaughlin on Friday nights.
I'll have to let them know that you said that. Let's get started and discuss why do you want to represent Vermont in the U.S. Senate?
Well, Connor, thank you. If I could, I'd want to maybe take about 2 minutes. I can run through that. I am seeking to be the next U.S. Senator from Vermont as a Republican, a real Republican, and that's because our country is being led in the wrong direction. The Democrat Party, President, Democrat-controlled Senate and House, in my opinion, have failed our nation, and have done so, in my opinion, by not abiding by the Constitution, not promoting the opportunity for economic prosperity, and not ensuring defense, security, and order. It's been really about more spending and more control. I see the Democrat Party as seeking to keep the American worker down and dependent on government, and that's not at all the vision of our founding fathers and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. So we've been led to a very bad state of the union. And for me, it goes right back to day one, when our president, what I would call, started his crusade to kill the oil and gas industry, stopping the Keystone Pipeline, canceling the wall on our southern border. And it continued. Unconstitutional mandates, executive orders and initiatives, and out of control spending. And then we had our commander in chief, and I want to be real clear, I don't blame my military for this, but I do blame our commander in chief for leading the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. So what did that do? It abandoned allies and it handed over billions in military equipment to a terrorist organization in heroin producing country. Russia watched that and acted on it and invaded Ukraine. So now we have a $30 trillion national debt, four-year high inflation, record gas prices, record trade deficits. We've lost oil and gas independence. We've lost trade surplus, and businesses are shuttered up and down Main Street everywhere. We've got the southern border crisis, and the opioid crisis rages on. And we're literally teeting right in the edge of possible World War III and escalation. So I'm running for U.S. Senate as a real Republican. It's because our country is in deep trouble. What our country does not need right now, in my opinion, is an independent, bipartisan, aisle-crossing Republican in name only, and we certainly do not need someone that has been part of the problem. A rubber stamp overspending career politician, Democrats, time for a change. I'm offering 42 years of service to do that.
So in a little bit, I will discuss what kind of Republican you are. And when you talk about your Republicanism, I do want to dive into that and some of the things you just said. But first, in your party's August primary, you will face former U.S. Attorney for the District of Vermont, Christina Nolan, who has some pretty good name recognition among Vermonters. You are likely less well-known to our voters. So can you just tell us briefly a little bit about yourself and what you bring to the table?
Sure. So thank you. So I guess first and most importantly is my family. And my wife, Stacy, is a wonderful woman. We have four children, 21, 19, 17, 13, and three are in Vermont schools. And as you mentioned, we live down in Perkinsville in Windsor County. But in terms of myself, I'm the oldest of nine. And at 18, I reported to West Point, and I began my 42 years of service. So I've served over 22 years on active duty, Germany, Korea, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, Canada. Spent 5 years at Fort Bragg, as the joke goes, we like to say, jumping out of perfectly good airplanes during some of that time. As part of commissioning 1,000 new lieutenants, so I actually worked closely with Norwich and UVM during that time frame, and I've been part of a big part of training of 50,000 reserve component soldiers. And I want to give a say thank you to the all the Vermont veterans and military, because they step up to the call.
And if I can jump in, I would like to say thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I would say one of the highlights of my career is that I was a charter member, so brand new, of a new multiple launch rocket system battalion at Fort Bragg, and helped stand up that battalion. And then 2 years later, I was a very important part of leading the early deployment as we deployed for Desert Shield to defend Saudi Arabia. And then I led operations across about 400 kilometers, firing 650 MLRS rockets and in defending Saudi Arabia and liberating Kuwait in Desert Storm. I also worked at the Joint Field Office in New York City right after 9/11. Were you going to ask something?
Sorry. Well, I just want to jump in. I appreciate what you're saying, but I do think that there are some important things that you said earlier on that I really want to make sure that we have time to get to. So Vermont has a long history of Republican governors and senators, but in recent decades, they've sent mostly Democrats or democratically aligned independents to Washington. What kind of Republican are you, and would you say you align more with our current governor, Phil Scott, or maybe somebody like former President Donald Trump?
I would say, and I actually spoke about this directly at the Vermont GOP meeting. So we established the Vermont GOP platform, and it's a great platform. And I, in my speech just this past Saturday, I referred to myself as a real Republican, a true Republican. You could even say a conservative Republican.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm toe the line to the Republican Party platform. I believe in the Republican Party platform and Republican values.
I mean, I understand, but, I think right now we have seen maybe, I'll call it a split or a divide amongst the Republican Party. You have more of a Phil Scott, and you have more which I would refer, I think a lot of people would refer to as the traditional GOP. And then you have the other side of that, which is what I would call a Trump Republican. So I'm just trying to help you explain what your platform is to our listeners.
Sure. My platform is really to try to get in to be a United States Senator and fix the three main problems I identified. And that's to get back to abiding by the Constitution, to get back to actually promoting the opportunity for economic prosperity for every American, every Vermonter, and actually get back to ensuring the defense, security, and order of our country. That's my platform.
So I'm going to ask one more time. Do you align yourself with Donald Trump?
I'm running on my own merit here. And I know people are interested in the presidential race. So that's going to happen in the beginning of 2025 when the next president is slated to take over. So I'm running on my own merit and my experience to go in and make a change to get our country back on the right track.
All right, I'm going to move on from that. Okay, so you've spent more than two decades in the U.S. Army, and you were stationed at bases all around the world, as you told us earlier. What is the most important lesson you learned from your time in the military, and how would that influence your work as a senator?
I would say values. And that would be people and values. And, right going back to West Point, I learned and I live by duty, honor, and country. And I see the impact of those values every day, continuing now as I've worked in industry for the last 11 years, mostly in the Washington, D.C. area. But, conducting yourself under a set of values. And then I would also say, the power of building a team and operating as a team and teamwork.
One of the biggest news stories right now is this leaked opinion from the Supreme Court. What are your thoughts on Roe v. Wade being overturned?
Thank you, Connor. So I am pro-life, and I've said actually from the beginning of my candidacy that I believe that based on the Constitution, if you look at the Constitution, Article 10A talks about powers, and there's nothing in the Constitution about reproductive rights. So that per 10A, it talks about those powers that aren't identified for somewhere in the Constitution to be reserved for the states respectively and the people. And so that's what I think.
A VPR in Vermont PBS poll found that 64% of Vermonters support an amendment to the Vermont Constitution that guarantees the right to an abortion. Only 27% said they do not support that. If you're elected to the Senate, would you be able to put your personal stance on abortion aside to enact the pro-abortion stance of your constituents?
I'm really sure I understand the question, Connor. I will say, for instance, as a Vermont citizen, I do plan on voting against Prop 5 and Article 22. I would urge every Vermonter to take a close look at that and vote no against that. And what I was saying earlier, what I see happening, and I think is the right thing, because I took the same oath that a U.S. senator takes in terms of supporting and defending the Constitution. So from the Constitution, I don't think Roe v. Wade should be at the Supreme Court. As it says in the Constitution, that should go to the states and the people respectively. And the state of Vermont and the people of Vermont will make decisions on that. And I'm a Vermont citizen, and when it comes to my choice to voice my opinion via a vote, that's what I'll do.
So you have more than 20 years of service in the U.S. Army, and among your campaign pledges is addressing the country's $30 trillion national debt. The largest single element of the national budget is more than $750 billion spent each year on defense. With your insight into the armed forces, is there anything you would cut from the military budget if you found yourself in Washington and able to make those decisions?
Well, that is, as I mentioned, my three areas of interest: the Constitution, promoting economic prosperity. So under economy, number one is exactly that, no overspending. So I would intend and will ensure that our Congress and our government does not continue adding to that, frankly, ridiculous $30 trillion national debt. That's one of the reasons, a big reason, why we have the 8.5% inflation that we have right now. And I would also point out, my hopeful Democrat opponent, if you look at his record, and I urge voters to do that, look at his voting record, and you know, for, he's been 15 years, and the national debt's gone up 300%. It's gone up over 10% in the last 16 months. But to answer your question, I would take a closer, as I was going to talk about, my work involves really taking a close look at large, complicated documents. I would do that for the budget, and like I said, I would not overspend. There are a couple of programs in the military that I absolutely would want to continue supporting, such as development in artificial intelligence and hypersonics. Those are two races we cannot afford to lose. But to answer your question, you know what? Not for me, honestly, nothing's off limits, because we have to get our budget under control.
And then when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic, your campaign states, quote, no more unconstitutional federal actions or initiatives like masks and vaccine mandates. How would you describe Vermont's and Governor Scott's actions when it comes to the pandemic? And if you win the seat, what specifically would you have done differently than Senator Leahy had done for Vermont during the pandemic?
I really can't comment on Governor Scott's performance or Senator Leahy's performance. What I will say is that it's my belief, you know, when I talk about getting back to abiding by the Constitution, that there have been a slew of unconstitutional mandates, executive orders, and initiatives such as, starting to infringe on the rights of a parent, you know, to decide what is taught to their children or not. It is my opinion that mandates such as vaccine, mask, travel, isolation, testing, what I can do at my own home, people asking me about my privacy and my medical status, all unconstitutional.
Senator Leahy is a Democrat and has been representing Vermont for decades. I'm curious, is there anything that he's done as senator that you respect, even if you do disagree with him?
I said right off the bat in my announcement, I did want to say thank you to Senator Leahy for his service. 48 years of service as a senator is quite an achievement. I would want to say, Connor, it's very interesting, the number of similarities, or kind of as history repeats itself, between 1974 And here we are 48 years ago. We were coming off of Vietnam. We were coming off an oil embargo. We had a president that was embroiled in the Watergate scandal and resigned. And then a couple of months later, Senator Leahy, the one and only Democrat senator ever in Vermont, won by a narrow margin. And it sounds like where we are today a little bit. But I want to say thank you to Senator Leahy.
I want to discuss your opponent, Christina Nolan, and I want to understand. I just want to try to get a better understanding of where you align. Where do you think, where do you think that she struggles that you will succeed, and vice versa?
Well, as I mentioned, I consider myself an AM in line with the Republican Party platform, Republican Party values. I identify myself as a true Republican, a real Republican. Ms. Nolan has spoken about being independent and bipartisan and willing to cross the aisle. She's made some other statements, and she's gone.
I believe she called herself a Vermont Republican.
Okay. I will say a couple of recent events. I think, I think I've just told you I'm pro-life. I will also say we did disagree on the recent Supreme Court nominee. The lifetime, I was asked if I were a U.S. senator what my position would be. And I would like all Vermonters to know that, for all nominees, I would consider character and qualifications. And I considered Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson. I looked very closely at her qualifications, which were substantial, and her character. And I found, looking at that based on her record of being soft on child pornography, I could not support that. Ms. Nolan and Mr. Welch both did support it.
And then I also want to know, what's one issue important to you as a Vermonter and as a candidate for U.S. Senate that you think doesn't get enough attention?
Number one, let's get back to abiding by the Constitution. I intend to protect Vermonters' rights, freedoms, rights, liberty, 1A, 2A, 4A, parents' rights, protect them from unconstitutional mandates, initiatives, executive orders. That's number one for me.
And I just want to know, do you think if you were to win the primary that you have a competitive chance to beat Congressman Peter Welch?
Absolutely. I've met about 3,000 people in person. There's no doubt Vermont wants a change.
And I'll ask one last time because we have just a few more minutes, because we have one more minute. Would you support and vote for Mitch McConnell to lead the Senate if elected to the Senate?
I'd have to think more about that. I would want to become a senator and then make that decision, but I'm not decided on that yet.
Undecided. Is there anything else that you want to let our listeners know?
Sure. I believe I offer by far the greatest breadth of experience, leadership, and performance across military service, being a veteran, working with NATO and partners, U.S. government service, long-term business, competitive business, Washington, D.C. experience. I think we the people, all political parties are at a critical juncture. Our state and country needs real Republican leadership, and I hope to have support. I want to say may the 14 stars shine bright, and may God bless America.
We're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank my guest, Gerald Malloy, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Connor, thank you. Thank you to VPR, too.